Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Good to have you here. It's a Thursday morning, making our way through a short work week for some, if you had the holiday Monday off, and finally heading into a weekend that is promising pretty nice weather. For everyone wanting to be outside for whatever reason, work or play, that's good news. 25, 26 degrees by Saturday, Sunday for the province. So all in all, pretty darn nice. In fact, it gets stays fairly hot as we head into the week next week. So great for farmers wanting to get out there and either get started or continue with seeding in the province, which is where this conversation came from. I was chatting with chatted with my brother about this, but I was talking with a buddy the other day about a couple of things that he has stopped seeding, got off the tractor to grab out of the field. Because when you are in the field, inevitably, seeding is just one part of the season. Obviously, it could be harvest time, but you will come across an item that you think, that doesn't look like it belongs there. If you go, if you jump on the tractor, any one of our tractors that we use on the farm, you will find a variety of things in there from, I noticed the last time I was using one of them, there was an old clevis in there that obviously fell off a hitch or something at some point, was badly rusted, but my brother must have dug it up at some point when he was working in the field, and he grabbed it and threw it in the back of the tractor. My dad used to joke that's where he would always find, if he was looking for side cutters or vice grips or something like that, if he lost them, he says, well, I'll find them at harvest time, because inevitably maybe he dropped them while he was working on the equipment in the field. I also remember my dad finding the stock of a shotgun in the field. Now, he didn't think it was very old because of the wood would have been basically disintegrated if it had been quite old, but it was in rougher shape. Who knows where that came from? It could have been from someone hunting on the farmland, you know, a number of years back or wherever. These items, though, they end up as an accumulation of things, maybe in the bottom of the tractor, on the floor in the tractor, and eventually probably adorning the shop. Antlers are a big one people find. Let's hear your finds at 1-877-332-8255. I mentioned earlier, we put this on the Facebook page, the Evan Bray Show Facebook page, and had a number of people joining the conversation. Like Jackson said, found a hammer wedged in one of my mid-row banders last week. Had been in the field a long time. Also found a horseshoe in the field that my great-grandpa homesteaded on. Would have been his from before 1939 when they got their first John Deere D tractor. So I guarantee you Jackson is hanging on to that horseshoe that he found, and it's hanging on a wall or in the shop or something. Trisha said they found an entire transmission buried in our pasture. All right. Phone lines are open for you as well. If you want to text in, 1-877-332-8255. It's the same number for the phone. Let's go to the phone line now. I've got Clay on the line. Clay, what did you find in your field?
I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it is a piece of one of those Tudor planes that crashed in 2004 in our field. This would be east of Mossbank by the old airbase.
Right. So it's you've sent a picture of it, and by the picture, I couldn't tell you what it is either, but it appears to be bolted together a couple of parts. Was there a lot of wreckage in the field?
Yeah, over the years, we found, I don't know, something every year, but we find quite a few little pieces. They did, like the airbase came and picked up some shortly after the wreck, because we found quite a bit more like later. But yeah, we still find quite a few pieces.
Hey, we met a great ag leader from your neck of the woods. We had Carson Green on the show the other day. You know Carson?
Yeah, very well. I'm really good friends with his family.
Yeah, he's an impressive young fella, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah. Well, Clay, I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for the photo as well and joining the conversation on the Facebook page as well as here on the show.
You betcha.
Yeah, appreciate Clay calling in. And Carson Green, he was the recipient of the Agriculture Student Scholarship Grand Prize. He also is from Mossbank. So back-to-back Mossbank discussions on the phone. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. Clay did send a picture of this artifact that was laying in the field. I shouldn't say artifact. He knew it was a piece of the crash one of the snowbird planes had back in 2004, and they continue, it seems, every couple of years to dig up another piece. Someone in the aviation world could maybe tell you what that is just by the picture. It's on our Facebook page as well. So if you wanted to go on there, if you know what it is, feel free to join the conversation. 1-877-332-8255. What have you found in your field? Let's go to Jace in Estevan. What did your field find?
Well, we found quite a few deer horns and deadheads, but this year we actually were able to caught on the shank or flipped up with the shank. We found one of our old pry bars that we've been missing out of the one combine, so that was a unique find, I guess.
It goes back in the combine like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, save a little bit of money, find it, don't have to replace it, I guess.
Yeah.
But we also find a lot of those D-rings, or rings from the olden days from the horses.
Oh, yeah.
Off the reins and bridles and all that stuff. So you pick, we pick off about 20 of them a year.
It's pretty interesting, you know, when you, especially if people are farming a piece of land that had years ago had a homestead on it, Jace. I feel like you ought, like we just had a person texting in about finding a horseshoe, but I mean, there's a variety of things that can, over years of working the field, you never know when a fork is randomly going to show up in the field.
Yeah, it's amazing how those shanks pick that stuff up. It's very cool.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. Thanks so much. 1-877-332-8255. Field finds around Saskatchewan. Mark in Bigger, what have you found?
Well, it's kind of interesting. Three things, I guess, that are kind of ironic. I put a plow shear through my combine, and it's farmland that my folks had bought in the late 50s, and I picked rocks on it and farmed it, and somehow it went right through the combine and was laying out the back behind the chopper with various parts that came off as it went through the combine.
Gee.
And another time I was picking rocks, which we are very blessed with, and I saw an ironic looking one or unusual looking one, so I stopped and picked it, put it in the cab, and I reached out to someone at the university, and they put me through to a retired professor, and he actually had me come to his house and looked at it, and turns out he believes it's a piece of a volcano from thousands of years ago from the northwest part of the continent.
Oh, my gosh. You're kidding.
Yeah.
How big is it, Mark? How big is it?
It makes a nice doorstop.
you got to put it to use.
I was hoping it was going to be a piece of meteorite. I mean, I'm thinking over the decades that I've been picking rocks that, and I remember some really smooth ones and stuff and just threw them in the rock picker or in the bucket or whatever it was. Still hoping to find them. I actually took my metal detector and we had rocks that had been hand piled and I actually walked with my metal detector over them thinking I might, pick up some metallic ones, but so far I haven't. The other interesting one was twice I've lost my wallet over the decades and lost it at harvest time and lo and behold seeding. And of course, with auto steer, you got time to look around. If you're not playing on your phone, you're looking at this and looking at that. And well, lo and behold, there was the wallet I lost last fall. So
contents intact.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I felt kind of bad because my wife had bought it for me, and I used it the first day I used it. I lost it, but found it a year later, and I'm still sitting on it right now when I'm driving. So there you go.
Well, all great stories and good. Good story on the piece of volcanic rock that is currently holding your door open, too. I appreciate that, Mark. Thanks for the call, my friend.
Yeah, I know.
1-877-332-8255. Let's keep going. In fact, we're going to go north of Hafford, Saskatchewan. I got Mike on the line. Mike, your field find is what?
Gallon of homebrew.
Really? How old are we talking, do you think?
Well, this goes back about 25 years ago. My late dad and I were doing some farming, and I was picking rocks with the rock picker with the old 830 John Deere with no cab, and I backed in along the creek to dump a bucket of rocks, and I saw something shiny, so I got curiosity got the better of me, so I got off the tractor, went to see what it was, and it was a gallon of homebrew that, my dad knew fully, he knew how it got there. He was responsible for putting it there. So I put it in the tractor and showed it to him. And I'll never forget the smile on his face when he looked at this jug. And, of course, we had to have a sip.
I was going to say, the next obvious question is, how did it taste?
I still got some left, so if you're in the area, stop by and you can find out for yourself.
Mike, that's a good offer. Thank you very much. And thanks for sharing your story. 1-877-332-8255. Where are we going next? How about Osler, Saskatchewan? Dan is on the line. You found what in your field, Dan?
We lost a cell phone during harvest and during seeding the next spring. Lo and behold, it shows up, and so that was an interesting find. I never thought we'd ever find that again, but it survived the winter. It when you plugged it in, it's still
really, it still worked.
It was unbelievable. Yeah.
Wow.
They don't make them like.
No kidding. Well, that's it's amazing the number of callers that we've had already, and the number of people that are sharing their stories online as well. Something that they have lost personally, and then they find it again later that year or next year, whether it's a cell phone like Dan just said or a wallet. Let's take another call, and now we're going to go south. We've been in the northern part of the, or central part of the province. We're going to go south to Radville now. I got Roland on the line. What did you find, Roland?
Good morning. It's not really a field find. It's a corral find, and it was an old object.
Okay.
When I used to feed steers, I got off the tractor to open the gate, and it was pretty muddy in the spring, and I'm walking to the gate, and there's a big lump of frozen shit, and lo and behold, there's an arrowhead sitting on top of it.
Really?
Really.
Wow. those are cool, and they can have some value, actually, too.
Yeah. Well, I've collected them over the years, but that was the strangest place I ever found one.
Yeah. Is that the only one you've ever found on your property?
No, I found others.
Okay, well, I mean, it's funny how, thanks for the call, Ken, it's funny how people will say, you know, you often, whether it's older indigenous artifacts like hammerheads or arrowheads, those types of things, sometimes you will find them in a clump because they were, you know, back in the day, they were fashioning them, they were shaping them, but they were, that was a where they lived, for example, or a site where they had them. And they're found. So you do hear people finding a cache of them in different parts. Lots of texts coming in as well. People, lots of cow and horse bones, jaw bones, bits of pottery and glassware. Jessica had shot a message in saying an inkwell bottle. Lots of different things there. 1-877-332-8255. Got another call here. Let's go to Ken. Your field find is what, Ken?
Barbed wire.
That's not what you want to dig up in the field, is it?
No, it's running my dad's old Super 92 about 30 years ago, 40 years ago. And I noticed a weird thing. The swath is jumping. I was going, okay. What the heck is going on? Is like 10 feet ahead of the combine, the swath is jumping. So stopped the machine, crawled onto the pickup runner there and open it up, and sure enough there's a barbed wire wrapped around my feeder chain. So I took the pair of pliers and managed to cut it out and reach inside the cab and pull the PTO and feed it all out, and didn't wreck a thing. So wow. My dad was happy about that.
He was
pretty upset with the neighbor for leaving the barbed wire there though.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, there's been a few times you forget there used to be a fence line somewhere, you drive over it, or you go over it with an implement. And my dad used to warn us, especially we used to cut across fields sometimes, even just hauling grain in the truck. He'd say, keep in mind, there used to be a fence line there, so stick to the path. We don't try and make a shortcut through the tall grass because you might find something you weren't planning on there. Appreciate the call. Okay, we're going to take a break. I'm going to get to some of the texts on the text line, and I have got a caller, Leanne, who's going to join us next, who might have the most unique field find in Saskatchewan history. I know it's a bold statement, but listen to what Leanne says when we come back and judge for yourself. You're listening to 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Welcome back to the show. We're enjoying some stories about field finds in Saskatchewan. This is the time of year you're out seeding, and you see something peculiar enough that you stop the tractor, you get down, you grab it, and it ends up on the floor of the tractor, maybe in your shop, maybe in your home if it's unique enough. What has it been for you, the most unique thing you found in the field? I don't know if we'll ever get a story to top what Leanne's got for us. Your husband found what in the field?
A number of years ago, 10, 12 at least, and just kind of going down the field, and all of a sudden a head popped up out of the field in front of him and slowed down, came to a stop, and this finally the guy stood up, and he wasn't wearing much of anything. And so he got out of the combine and went over to see if he was okay and asked what he was doing. He said, oh, just catching some rays.
Legitimately naked in the field catching some rays.
Yes.
That sounds like a weird, fishy story to me, and obviously not someone that your husband recognized.
No, nobody from our community that he knew.
So what happened? He just tootled off?
He pulled on some pants and headed down the back road.
Well, Leanne, you might hold the record by the time we get through the discussions today, but that was a story worth sharing. Thanks so much.
All right.
A naked guy. You know what I found in the field today? A naked guy. There's more to that story. There has to be more to that story. Thanks to everyone that texted in. 1-877-332-8255. Lots of great stories. On our farm close to the Saskatchewan River, got up in the morning, took the tractor out. When I got there, I found two bucks stuck together by their horns. One had died, the other was still standing there, stuck by the horns to the other one on the ground. A lot of people talking about losing a wallet one year, finding it later. An old wagon wheel from the old days. We'll try and work in a couple more of these before we get to the end of the show. And you can always join the conversation on our Facebook page as well. Some great stories and even some pictures on there. Great field finds through the years. You're listening to 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.